Earlier today, John Peter Pham, a professor at James Madison University, spoke with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand and myself. He's the author of Heirs of the Fishermen, Behind the Scenes of Papal Death and Succession. We asked Professor Pham to give us some background on the new book.
He is a controversial figure, a conservative figure. When he was cardinal, many blame him for decrees from Rome barring Catholic priests from counseling pregnant teenagers on their options and blocking German Catholics from sharing communion with their Lutheran brethren. Tell us a bit about where he comes from and what his orthodoxy is.
Well, certainly. He comes from a very rich theological background. When, as I was describing earlier in our coverage, he comes from a background, with the exception of a few years as Archbishop of Munich and Freising in Bavaria, entirely as an academic. So he's very close to and worked with students his whole life, really from the 1950s until the 70s, 20 years in academia. So he's very much in touch with intellectual trends, but that doesn't mean he doesn't call them to account, and I think that's the difference. But he's a very nuanced figure. We tend in the media perhaps to often villainize figures and paint in broad strokes of black and white. Ratzinger is an extraordinary human being. He's really a world-class concert-grade pianist who favors, has a grand piano in his apartment and favors Beethoven. So he's a man with nuance, and as one liberal critic of him of his wrote recently, and I think very true, Ratzinger has forgotten more theology than many of his critics ever learned. And that was from someone who criticized the cardinal rather severely, but admitted that much. So I think there, within that great scholarship, there is an openness as well.
And on the list of his top priorities, what would they be, do you think?
Well, since Cardinal Ratzinger comes from within the Curia and many years in Rome, he won't have to spend as much time familiarizing himself with the workings of the Vatican that, say, a cardinal elected from a diocese outside Italy would have to. On the other hand, he has to decide which of the late Pope's counselors, advisors, and officers he keeps around. When the Pope dies, automatically, all the heads of the bureaucratic offices and congregations, they're called, or pontifical councils, are vacated. And it's up to the decision of the next pope whether he reappoints them.
So there'll be a lot of housekeeping duties, if you will.
Quite a number of those. And he'll also have to, I think, once again, as he showed himself more than capable of doing at John Paul's funeral, he will address the Roman people, this time not as mourner-in-chief, but as their chief shepherd. And it'll be very interesting, his rapport. You know, today was, the crowd reacted very positively, very excitedly. It'll be very interesting once it sinks in how the reaction, how he cultivates that reaction.
John Peter Pham, remind us about this. What happens now? Cardinal Ratzinger was running the Vatican, you could say, in colloquial terms. Who is going to be Pope Benedict's Cardinal Ratzinger?
Well, that'll be very interesting. For a while in the 1990s, it was rumored that he was grooming the current Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna, Christoph Schönborn, to be a successor of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. We'll see if he appoints him to that position. Another, much more perhaps in the sense of the global sense, important role for those who are from the not worried about the fine points of Catholic doctrine will be the appointment of the Secretary of State. The current Secretary of State is 78 years old. He's vice dean of the College of Cardinals, so by tradition he ought to become dean now that Ratzinger has been elected pope as Benedict XVI. It'll be very interesting who he names as his Secretary of State, because that will signal who will control his political and other temporal policies.
John Peter Pham is a professor at James Madison University in Virginia. That interview was by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.